Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And today our guest is Aaron Scheck. I don't know why I wanted to call you Alan.
That's okay.
There's no Alan I know. Okay, I don't know. Aaron Scheck. And he is with Auto Artisans. Man, I'm having some tongue-tied issues today. and he actually brought us, I'm going to say this is a piece of some kind of interior. Tell us a little bit about this. What's so... other than I see a hole in it.
Yeah. Well, I made this. It's a panel out of a vehicle, an actual panel that came with the car. And then I made
So when you're talking about panels, let's explain this a little bit.
Okay.
That, you know, when you look at your car seats, people, it's not one continuous piece of fabric.
Right.
Lots of pieces.
So you don't always, I think when you were talking in the first segment, you were talking about these panels, and I was thinking, what on earth? And I thought, oh, that makes so much sense that you can just repair. You don't have to completely change the whole seat. You can take out one section of it and fix it.
Right.
That's where the damage is.
Okay. Yeah. And when you think about a car seat, I mean, it's really an incredible engineering.
It is.
Because it has that stiff look, but it's soft.
Yep.
Right. It holds its form.
Yeah.
Well, inside the seat are different types of foam. One's a really high density foam that gives it the form. And inside of it, there's actually these little metal bars that are embedded. And so the outer layer, as you can see here on this panel, has a foam on it. It's a lighter foam.
Yep.
And then there'll be bars that correspond to the ones in the cushion, and they get ringed together with metal rings or Velcro sometimes, or a combination of different things. And that's what gives it those nice contours. And those different panels can, you know,
because so maybe the bars are a little more bendable. The bars that are behind this is more top coat kind of thing.
Yeah, the bars are usually right in the seams, so it takes it, and that's how you get those deep seams.
Right. Sure.
Kind of makes it feels you're enveloped by it sometimes.
Yeah.
In a way.
So on this piece, it looks like there's a burn hole, maybe.
That's the original.
It's really dirty. Yeah. It's torn. I'm just trying to describe it for our audience.
And it's a fabric panel.
It's a fabric panel.
And it was taken out of a seat cover, and the big issue was the burn hole that you see right here.
Plus, it's like a cigarette burn hole.
Yeah.
Plus, the seam was starting to rip,
yep,
as you can see right here.
Probably where someone got in and out, in and out. This is definitely not a passenger seat.
Nope.
What do you think this is out of? What kind of a vehicle?
Minivan.
Okay. I was going to say a truck, but...
Yeah, it is out of a truck.
There you go. Ooh,
yeah, awesome. It's out of a truck.
The reason I know that is it's dirty.
I think of the mom with kids and then in and out of a minivan, so
But a couple things you notice about it. It has some foam laminated to the material. This material, I mean, if you're fortunate, you can probably get it for, you know, $70 a yard. And you have to usually buy a yard minimum of it. Special order. It's aftermarket. But you notice when the manufacturer makes these, it's just die cut. See the edges? The edges are open.
Right.
Okay. They die cut a lot of things and they sew it together. Well, if you're going to pay $70 a yard for material, it makes sense to do this. This is called serging.
Yeah.
The sample this is a replacement piece that I made to correspond to this one. And so all the edges are serged and that helps.
So basically they're sewn on the end so it's wrapped. So so that it can't fray, per se, on the edges.
Like it's hemmed almost.
Yeah. Got to bring out my sewing tools. Yeah.
And it's just cheap insurance because you're – and especially on a driver's seat.
Yeah.
Because as we talked about before, the driver's seat gets all this attention and abuse.
Right, right.
More than the other seats. So when you replace those few pieces that are wearing out – and you go the extra mile, you're just going to get that much more life out of it.
Makes sense.
So do you keep a good stock of the different fabrics? That's... or how do you get the fabric that matches? That's my question.
Yeah, because, you know, waste management is pretty big with us. We don't want to have a whole lot of stuff laying around.
And if you had to buy a yard of this, and what I'm looking at is about 18 inches by 9 inches.
You're going to have some extra.
Yeah.
So we try to we label and manage all that so that the next time it comes in, we can use it again for, you know, for a different vehicle. But think about each make and model of car,
how many
different interiors. You know, they're just, each car seems to be unique. If you were to walk around, you'd probably take a while before you came across two cars that are exactly the same color, same interior, everything. And so that's kind of the challenge that you get when you buy things directly from even the manufacturer, like the dealership, you're going to pay quite a bit. And sometimes it makes more sense to reupholster. And so I have I want to say I have vendors connections where I know where to buy the aftermarket materials.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And matching it up is not easy.
No, I would not think so at all.
And,
but you did really well with this.
Yeah, that's really good.
These are amazingly matched.
Well, and if you think on even on a seat, you could have two or three different kinds of material on that seat.
Right.
So,
solid, patterned, mixed up. And then there's that corner beading that goes around, and that has to a lot of times be replaced.
Yep.
But you can tell another thing about this. Feel the original foam and then compare it to the one I use to replace it.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah. This one feels, number one, it's like covered.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it can't decay as easily as this one did. This one's uncovered. The old one is.
Mm-hmm.
But it also just, it's stiffer. It feels more.
It's new.
Sturdy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it goes a lot longer as far as wear goes. You'll enjoy it a lot longer. Mm-hmm. When you resell it, you'd be surprised how much more that adds to the value.
Oh, sure.
Because sometimes people, you know, if it's a deal breaker for you and you want to sell it because the seats are blown out or uncomfortable, it's probably a deal breaker for somebody else. and they might, you know, they'll use that as leverage against you on the price. And we've done some things, too, where I've had some people who complain about the cushions on their seat. Maybe one side of the cushion will wear down.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Or I had one gentleman who had a back problem, and he told me specifically how he wanted the seat to sit. He wanted it to sit even higher on the left side because his back hurt
from being too low.
And he was really happy with the way that came out. We can modify a seat like that for people, put more cushion in there, make it more plush or make it more solid.
Right.
Yeah.
If you need more support.
And especially if you feel the frame coming through the seat. You might want to think about bringing it in. At least have us look at it. You know, we give people a lot of suggestions when they come in, whether they want to repair it or reupholster it. And they can text us if they send us pictures of.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we can sometimes give them a kind of a quote.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't like to say, hey, this is a super firm quote.
Yeah.
Right.
Until you see it. Because a lot of times people won't take a picture of all the damage.
Sure. Oh,
yeah.
Or it's hard to get an idea of everything that's going on in there without actually looking at it. Yeah. But it does save a trip.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So you do auto detailing too?
We do auto detailing,
I was going to say, I don't want people to just think that's all you do all is repair upholstery. You also do complete auto detailing.
Yeah. And we've been doing that for 5 years now. And we started in 1999. So we've been in business for about 17 years.
Wow.
And after a while, you know, we have to clean things that we're going to repair.
Right. Sure, it makes sense.
Right. You can't just repair one panel and leave the rest of it all behind.
Right. Yeah. And so people would ask us, wow, why don't you do my whole car?
Yeah.
And at first I was like, well, we're not a detail shop, but you know, there's only so much we could do. But then I started to realize, you know, it doesn't take us long because we already know what is the proper chemical to use on upholstery so that it won't come apart. For instance, headliners, if you use something too caustic or acidic, you can cause your headliner to drop.
Oh, wow. Well,
to delaminate. Because it's just laminated material and foam like this.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to do that for sure. But so we started to detail because there was a need.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, our time is almost up, but I want to make sure that people know how to reach you and where you're located so they can come and either A, get their things repaired or reupholstered, or call you to get detailing. So tell us how to get a hold of you.
Okay. We are located at 5150 North Capitol Avenue, which is 46 going west from Bloomington, and it's right by Pizza Pantry and KRC Catering.
Yeah,
we're right between there. Capitol Avenue is a little road that goes right between those two buildings.
Okay.
And I'm there for sure between 9 and 11 Monday and Tuesdays. Other than that, I'm usually traveling around fixing things for people. And our detailer is there 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
And what's a number that they can call?
320-0630. This is 812-320-0630.
Perfect. Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
Thank you. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.